Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into a really dark, but really important topic. We're going to be talking about lynching in America, specifically between like 1890 and 1920.
Yeah, it's a period where racial terror was just a tool to keep people down, you know?
Yeah.
And to really understand it, I think we need to go beyond just like the simple explanations.
Right.
And really try to get into the twisted logic behind it all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The justifications.
For sure. And we're going to be using the book Without Sanctuary, Lynching Photography in America, as our main source here, especially Leon Litwack's essay, Hellhounds, from that. And fair warning, he does not hold back on the brutality. But I think it forces you to face, like, what happened?
Yeah, you got to face it.
And why?
It's not just about the shock value. It's about, like, the mindset that made this violence possible.
Yeah. Okay, so picture the South after Reconstruction.
Yeah.
Right. You have the new Negro born free, demanding their rights. And that really shook up that old racial order.
It did.
And some whites were desperate to hold on to power.
And that fear, that anxiety over Black progress, I think it's key to understanding, like, why lynchings exploded.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't just, like, isolated crimes. This was about enforcing white supremacy.
Right. It was a system.
Fordism, yeah.
And this brings us to Sam Hose.
Sam Hose, yeah.
A Black man lynched in Georgia in 1899. And I think